An opinion article in VentureBeat argues that while AI has not yet led to massive job losses, economic factors may lead to a sudden and intensive wave of job losses. The author refers to the tipping point phenomenon where change happens slowly until a critical moment is reached, at which point change accelerates. In the case of AI job layoffs, the tipping point may be brought about by a forthcoming recession when businesses will feel pushed into automating as much as possible. Elsewhere, a study from MIT Media Lab and OpenAI measures the emotional impact of chatbots. The study shows that prolonged interaction increases social isolation, which ironically the concept was designed to prevent. This is an example of problematic use of technology, with loneliness being both the cause and effect of internet usage. Meanwhile, research from Carnegie Mellon, Stanford, Harvard, and Princeton universities highlights that contrary to popular belief, extending the pre-training of a model does not lead to better model performance. In fact, the opposite is true, as extended pre-training can lead to models that are more difficult to fine-tune. The authors term this phenomenon catastrophic overtraining. On usage of AI, EarthAI announced that it has discovered potentially significant deposits of minerals at two sites in Australia. The company used AI to make predictions about potential mineral deposits, and say they encountered a lot of resistance in the mining industry where a method outside of the approved dogma is considered heresy. Among big tech, Google unveiled Gemini 2.5, a new multimodal family of reasoning models that use extra inference computing to fact-check and reason in the construction of answers. OpenAI launched a new image generator in ChatGPT that has a more permissive content creation policy. It allows image creation in the style of studios or artists, though refuses to copy specific works. Elon Musk's XAI acquired Musk's X for $33 billion. There had been a significant fall in advertising revenue on X, formerly Twitter, since Musk bought the platform because of his extreme right-wing rhetoric, though his role in the new U.S. administration has led to a return of some advertisers. An article in The Guardian interviews several Australian authors who are upset at the decision by Meta to use their works to train AI models, without recognition or remuneration. Meta is being sued for copyright infringement in the U.S. for using the LibGen online book archive. Journalist Tracy Spicer dubbed Meta's approach peak techno-capitalism. Finally, in China, companies report that 80% of the 150 new data centers built over the last 2 years remain unused. One reason is an overestimation of AI needs and an excessive enthusiasm by companies following the decision by the central government to make AI a national priority. The move towards reasoning models with less training upfront but more real-time inference also impacts this, since users require compute power nearby to avoid latency issues. Finally, TechCrunch has relayed evidence that the Chinese government is using large models to increase its clampdown on dissidents. They uncovered a dataset containing 133,000 examples of internet content to be flagged for censorship, which include references to military movements, Taiwan, political satire of political leaders, and any negative comments about the country's social and economic situation.